Okay, let me start off my story by saying I'm really nervous. Okay, now that that's out the way. My story is not a typical love story. I don't have any great falling in love stories or anything like that. My love story is actually about a family member of mine, which is my brother. My brother would have been 32 this June, but my brother, unfortunately, is no longer with us. I will start the story in 2003. We had, you know, had a few years difference, and one night, out of the blue, I called him, and we decided to hang out, and we had never really done it because he was always older, and I was always the younger sister, couldn't go to the same parties, couldn't get into bars when he could, couldn't get into the same places. So we finally were both of age and decided to hang out. From there, we really started to become really close, found out we had a lot more in common than just having the same parents. So we really started to be friends instead of just siblings. Got really close, and really he became like my best friend because I'm a really quiet and keep to myself type of person. So fast forward about 2 years, we've been together that whole time, hanging out every weekend, talking just about every day. And one night he's walking home from work and he gets shot. He gets shot twice walking home from work, and I get a call in the middle of the night from my father, which is unusual. I'm laying in bed, and for some reason, I just happened to go up, use the bathroom, and my father calls me and says, Liz, we got to go to the hospital. I'm like, what? What? It's 2:30 in the morning. Like, why? Okay, and he's like, your brother's been shot. So get through all the hysteria, get to the hospital, and we get the bad news, which at that point, I kind of black out, lose it, curse out a couple people in the waiting room, and move on from there. So basically, it's hysteria in my family and friends for the next couple of days. But what happened was, you know, everybody was really sitting around being sad about it. And it kind of got to the point where someone had to step up like, hey, we have to plan this funeral and we have to plan what's going to happen next, what's going to happen to his house and all his belongings and things like that. And I realized nobody was stepping up. And for me, to step up would be the last thing that anybody knows me would expect me to do. I would be the person that'd be like, who wants to be first? And I would go hide in the back row of chairs and hide under the chair until everybody else had went and hope they wouldn't remember I was there. But at that point, I just stepped up because it was always my brother who did this, stepping up and calmed everybody down, but he wasn't here. So I said, okay, I'll step up and do this. Stepped up and helped plan the funeral, got up in front of him. Crowd, not quite as big, but a pretty big crowd at his funeral, and talked and was nervous like I am now. dealt with that, and then from there we had to deal with the criminal investigation, which dealt with me dealing with the detectives every day, calling them 2-3 times a day, 4-5-6 times a week, to the point where their dispatchers knew me by first name when they answered the phone. So I went through that for about 6 months to December of that year, which was 2005, when they caught the person that shot my brother. At that point, I went from calling the detectives to calling the state's attorney's office every day, to the point where they would tell me, you don't need to do this anymore. And I'm like, you don't understand. I do need to do this. Somebody needs to speak for him. He's no longer here, and somebody needs to step up for him. And if it's going to be me, I'm the most unlikely candidate, but I'll do it because he would do it for me. So go through all that, and basically that's been my life for the last year and a half. I've been stepping up to try to ensure that there's some justice for my brother. Somewhere in the course of interacting with these detectives and the state's attorney's office, I actually started writing my blog because I saw my brother's name on another blog, and got kind of angry. They had the information a little bit wrong, and I sent them a not-so-nice email and basically kind of yelled at them. But from there, I built some friendships with the people who were writing these blogs, so they encouraged me to say, hey, go ahead and write your stuff out online and write what you feel. I said, all right, I'll do it. I started writing it online, and it was all right, and I was like, okay, you know, I can write this, and nobody sees it. It's good to get it out. So that's basically what I've been doing for the last year and a half for my brother. The court process, if anybody here has ever been to court or been with a friend, family member to court, you probably know where I'm coming from, where you say, you get lost in the system. If we've been going to court since last year, we've been postponed four times in court. I've dealt with more strife and grief in the last year of going to court than honestly I did right after my brother died. I've had to sit and stare at a guy who killed my brother in the face, have his family give me dirty looks and insult me and throw me different kinds of little signs across the courtroom. And I've had to deal with friends of this guy who lived in the same neighborhood we lived in say things or insinuate things to me. And through all of it, basically what it boils down to is, you know, regardless of what happens in the court system and what happens with my brother, it's just the only reason that I do any of it is because that was my best friend. And like I said, I don't have a love story about a great man or a great woman or someone that I stalked or anything like that. That was it's just that was the one person that was my one true friend and that I can honestly say I have, you know, love without a doubt. And, you know, I know that if he was here, the love would be returned. So for him, I've basically stepped up and become a totally different person. I kind of step forward and do the things that need to be done to get justice for him and to make sure that the rest of my family gets through this process, which, unfortunately, by him dying, it brought about a better person in me. So that's my story.